Auckland made it 2 innings out of 2 in New Zealand's Ford Trophy by thrashing Central Districts at Nelson. Craig Kochope and Colin de Granton both made brisk half centuries as the Aces racked up 377 in their 50 overs. Their top three of Martin, Gottlob, Anaru, Kitchen and Jeep Revelle was only giving them a strong start. No Stags batter had reached 50 in their run chase, despite all their top five reaching double figures. Jamie Howe and Kruger van Wijk each made 44, with Mitchell McLennan taking 4 for 45, as they were all out for 215. Northern Districts had a brilliant unbroken 7 wickets under 71 in 53 balls to thank for an ultimate ball win over Otago. The Knights were 211 for 6 in view of 278, after Caden Williamson's calm 75. BJ Watling and John O'Bolt took them home, ending on 83 off 88 balls and 39 off 28, respectively. Neil Wagner took 3 for 67 for the Volts, and Nick Beard 2 for 39. They had earlier mustered 277 after being asked to bat, as Jesse Ryder smashed a century and Michael Bracewell hit 67. And the match between Canterbury and Wellington, who both lost their opening round matches on Sunday, was abandoned without a ball bowled in Christchurch. Victoria remained in control of their Sheffield Shield match against Tasmania. The day to go at the MCG, the lead by 201 runs, reducing the Tigers to 116 for 5 in their second innings. Farwad Ahmed took 2 wickets, while Jake Reed, Sam Boland and John Hastings each took once. Victoria had earlier finally declared their first innings closed at 523 for 9, a lead of 317. Marcus Stoinis finally fell for 170, with Matthew Wade contributing 55. Western Australia looked destined for defeat, closing on 73 for 5, being set 395 to beat Queensland. It would have been worse but for skipper Adam Boges' unbeaten 30, as Luke Feldman picked up 3 for 15. James Hope's early ended with a 6 for 44, as the Warriors were bowled out for 175 in their first innings, a deficit of 216. Queensland then declared their second innings at 178 for 3, as Usman Khawaja made an unbeaten 74. And a draw looks the most likely result at the Adelaide Oval. South Australia ahead of New South Wales by 228 runs on 232 for 5 in their second innings. Opener Sam Raphael hit a measured 55, while Tom Cooper top scored with 89, and Callum Ferguson followed up his first innings 97, but ending not out on 44. The Blues had early had their first innings lead kept down to just 4 runs, as Johan Botha and Kane Richardson ended with 7 wickets between them. Midwest Rhinos had the upper hand over Matabeleland Tuskers at the halfway stage of their Logan Cup match in Zimbabwe. Rhinos were all out for 265 in their first innings, and then dismissed Tuskers for 202. That was in spite of a maiden first-class century from Brian Chari that included 8 sixes. Neville Madziva, who had early ended on 70 not out, 4 for 22 for Rhinos, then closed on 3 for 1, second time around. An unbelievable 10th wicket stand between under-19 players Luke Jongwa and Lukuthman Lesoko lifted Southern Rocks to 487 against Mountaineers. Rocks resumed on 173 for 5, with Roy Kerr progressing well, for falling 3 short of his second first-class 100. Jongwa and Lesoko then added an incredible 201 for the 10th wicket, with the former making 132 off 167 balls, and the latter ending not out on 62 off 121. Mountaineers openers Tino Mawoyo and Kevin Kasuza and both hit 39 as they reached stumps on 99 to 2 in reply.